Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to St. James Westminster. Please be seated for our announcements this morning. For some of you, this might be your first Sunday back from summer vacations, and in case you're wondering who this guy standing at the front of the church is, I am Michael Bruce, and I am your new rector and priest here at St. James, and I'm just thrilled to be with this amazing group of people, yourselves included, and the choir. A little blown away at the moment. That was fantastic. As part of coming to St. James Westminster, I reached out to the congregation to ask for some advice to help my wife and I settle into the community, and I have some reports to give. I have tried Byron's Pizza. It was good. I have tried Haven's Ice Cream. It was very good. They have a London Fog ice cream that's like vanilla but better. Because it's got like a little bit of bergamot. And after service last Sunday, it was my wife and I, our first wedding anniversary. And so after church, we jumped in the... It is worth clapping. We made it through a year with three new jobs, two moves, and a 3,100-kilometer trek across the country. And we're still married, so deserves a clap. Thank you. But after church on Sunday, we went to Niagara-on-the-Lake for our first wedding anniversary, and it was absolutely beautiful. The places that you can get in 2.5 hours from London compared to Regina, Saskatchewan... In Regina, you could go this way for 2.5 hours and come across some barley fields. You could go this way for 2.5 hours and you might get some wheat. And if you went north, this was very exciting, you could get some lentils. But that was about it. So we are absolutely thrilled and we're continuing to try out all the suggestions that were given by the congregation. Moving on to some congregational announcements. Open Doors is next week. If you haven't signed up at the early service, Libby was looking for greeters. It's a very difficult job. You have to say hello and welcome to St. James. If you think you could handle that, there's a sign-up sheet somewhere out in the hall. We would love for you to be the face that welcomes people into this amazing community and beautiful building. So that is next weekend. So next weekend, I will not be here. It is one of my dear friend's wedding in Regina. So we're flying out on the Thursday, doing the wedding over the weekend, and then Heather and I are taking her car and driving back to Regina, that 3,100-kilometer trip, one more time, because we couldn't quite get enough of it. Back to Ontario. Back home. Yes. From Regina to Ontario. Clarification is good. There's a couple of things that I'd love to announce. Today is the first day of our Sunday school. Laura is out in the hall, so if you're looking for a place to hang out, that would be a great place to hang out for all ages, I'm sure she'd accept. But we're also looking for volunteers. So if you have a heart for children and youth, talk to Laura and see if we can set up, or Judy. Talk to Judy or Laura, and that would be fantastic. A couple other things, the prayers of the people are available outside of the church. This would be great if you're trying to figure out a way to supplement your own prayer life, or if you're going to visit one of our members who's at home and needs something to go over. We've got some copies of the prayers of the people for this Sunday available for you. And last but not least from me is I'm trying to clear up a rumor about name tags. Being the new guy, name tags are very handy. And I've said that if you're wearing your name tag, I will give you communion by name. So that's the trick. So if you're wearing your name tag, you get communion by name. If you're not wearing your name tag, despite what Tim says, you will still get communion, but you'll just get a general, the body of Christ. So that's the solution that I have, and that will be the unwritten rule while I'm here. If you've got your name tag, communion by name. If you don't, regular communion. So fantastic. I think there is one announcement that would like to be made. Libby, would you come up before we begin?
Good morning. Do you ever wonder who those ladies are who sit at the back at a table with their cup of tea, a cup of coffee every Sunday morning? Well, I'd like to introduce those ladies to you and tell you about why they're there. First of all, Judy Jones, who is our facilitator, and Elaine Jones-Chick, and Diane Fuster, and myself. We're there to offer up a good fundraising effort, which has been ongoing for years. We're there to sell you gift cards for whatever your shopping needs be, whether that be groceries, clothing, gas, books, or whatever. In fact, just about anything you have to purchase. If we haven't got the card, just ask for it, and we can probably get it for you. These gift cards are available through a fundraising program called FundScript. Each card purchased from St. James automatically includes a donation to this church. So why don't you come back, say hello, and take a look at what we have to offer. We can help you with your shopping and your gift giving.
Would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that richly bearing the fruit of good works, we may by you be richly rewarded. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are summed up in this world. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not reveling in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
The Lord a new song. Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Sing. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people and adorns the poor with victory. Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I absolutely love the last words of our gospel. When two or three are gathered in your name, you will be with them and grant their requests. I can't tell you the number of times I've been to a Bible study or a church program I've started to run, and one or two other people show up. And instead of saying, "Oh, this is a failure," I say, "When two or three are gathered, you are with them." I think every priest does that. But I think what we forget about that beautiful and so true saying is the context in which Jesus said it. Jesus said it not as, "Hey, if there's a few of you, don't worry about it, it's important." He said it in the midst of when you're in conflict with people in the church. Have you ever heard the saying, "When two or three people are gathered, there'll be 15 opinions"? I think that's pretty true. So the parish that I was in before coming here was a community hub parish. And in it, there were three different congregations, all sharing the same worship space, the same nave and pew area. There was a United Church, there was an Anglican Church, and there was a Lutheran Church. And I tell you, when there are three denominations in a room, there are about 15,000 opinions about how things should go. And so one of the things that I learned from the Lutheran congregation was a unique way of reading scripture. And what the Lutherans like to do when they read scripture is they look for the law and they look for the gospel or grace. So the law is what is required, what is Jesus saying literally, and the grace is where is the good news. In today's gospel reading, the law is pretty evident and self-explanatory. If you've got a problem with somebody in the church, go and talk to them directly. Well, we can work on that because I know the little secret Anglican voice likes to go, "Well, if I've got a problem with Barb," I threw under the bus at the early service, I'll do it at this one too, "then I'm going to go to Jim and say, 'Jim, can you believe what Barb is doing?'" And Jim will say, "Oh yeah, I can't, it's disgraceful." And I go, "I know it's disgraceful." And none of us will talk to Barb. That's the good Anglican way. It's worked for us for 500 years. Why should we listen to Jesus? Well, there's also a bit more to that, isn't there? When Jesus calls us and the person doesn't respond, we're supposed to bring some witnesses. And then if that doesn't work, haul them out in front of the whole church. Can you remember the last time somebody was hauled out in front of the church and said, "Hey, this person puts the milk in their tea before they put the tea in and then the milk"? No, it's not something that we do very often. And I think that leads because we're a bit afraid of how that pericope, how that part of the story ends. If somebody doesn't repent, treat that one like a Gentile or a tax collector. That's pretty harsh. Now, I've known people that have left the church for all sorts of reasons. There were candles on the altar, or the priest wore the wrong vestment, or the color was wrong, or you name it. I know a number of people that have left the church because that just didn't work with their spirituality. But I've never really seen a church say, you just won't be quiet about having red robes instead of green robes. You're out of here. And I think that's probably a good thing. See, if we get too focused on the law, if we get too focused on following the rules, we miss what the Lutherans have taught me is the other half, the good news, the grace that comes into it. And I hear grace so much in our first reading today. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It's all summed up by that. Love your neighbors. Don't kill people? Pretty easy if you love them. Don't steal from them? Pretty easy if you want the best for them. Love sums it up. And so without love, the laws become these rigid things that we can get too focused on. I'm not joking when I say I've had a church meeting about which order to put the milk in your teacup first. Where's the love in that? So what do we do with this text that says treat the person who doesn't repent as an outcast, as a tax collector, or as a sinner? How do we handle that? I think we handle it by flipping it on its head. From my experience of God, God often takes our expectations and flips them right upside down so that they're beautiful, but they look nothing like we expected. I keep looking at the cross, an instrument of torture and death that God took, did amazing things with, and now we wear around our necks as jewelry. God takes our expectations and flips them on their head. And I believe that's what God is doing with this text. What does Jesus, not his disciples, but what does Jesus say to do with the tax collector and the sinner? Never once does Jesus say, kick them out and never talk to them. I believe that what the gospel is teaching us today is that if someone is not getting it, not being a part, if you're having a conflict, as a church, we must love them even more. Some people might look around and look at the hierarchy of the church and say, okay, well, visitors are the bottom rung because they just popped in. And then you've got long-term members that have contributed to the financial causes. Those will be up there. And then you might have heads of committees and then parish council and then the wardens and then the priest. And then if you go beyond that, you'll have the archdeacons and the bishop on top of that. So the bishop or the priest is the highest part of the pinnacle of the church. And I really believe God flips that upside down. I truly believe, and I hope you do as well, that the most important person in this building today is the visitor or is the child that was just about to be baptized. God flips our expectations upside down. And so that's the invitation for us in our lives when we go from this place. Who do we expect to serve us? Waitstaff? The bankers? Maybe the call for us this week is to serve those who we think should be serving us. To lift up those that we might not consider our equals. To do good to those who can't do good back to us. So my brothers and sisters, let us sing and rejoice, because if we do that, then we know we are doing God's work. If we see the value of God in the person that has just walked in our door, or the tiny child who can't contribute anything yet, we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And that is a path I think we all should want to go. Amen. I'd invite you to stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'd invite you to assume a posture of prayer for the prayers of the people.
In our need and human weakness, let us come to Almighty God with our prayers. Unchanging God, change us from the heart until the whole church awakens to your love that reaches out, nurtures, and celebrates, neither holding back from what is difficult nor rushing where angels fear to tread. We pray for sensitivity and courage. Lord, take us by the hand and lead us. Almighty God, give us such love for the world that we may pray with longing and desire, your kingdom come. Give our leaders the grace to see their work as service and their role as stewards, and sharpen both the recognition of needs and the commitment to just provision. Lord, take us by the hand. Merciful God, break all habits of destructive behavior in our homes and families, our friendships, and in all the homes of this parish. Develop our ability to celebrate what is good and face what is not with honesty. Lord, take us by the hand.
Amen.
Healing God, lay our hands on those who suffer so that they may know the support of your presence and find wholeness and peace in your love. Today we pray especially for Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith, Liz Bailey. We pray too for those who are locked into the conviction that they are beyond your forgiveness. May they quickly discover the freedom of your acceptance. Lord, take us by the hand.
Amen.
Eternal God, in your unchanging love, receive all those who have died in faith, that they may rejoice in you forever. Lord, take us by the hand.
Amen.
Gracious God, we thank you for providing us with a sure hope in which we can face the worst and not be overwhelmed. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess against you in thought, word, and deed, by what they have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let us pray. Great and holy God, accept our offering of labor and love. May we bring you true and spiritual worship and be one with you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be.
I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who trust in him.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
as God has loved us. Let us be one in love together in the one bread of Christ.
Holy God, let us
Let us pray. Father, your word and sacrament give us food and life. May we who have shared in holy things bear fruit to your honor and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us
can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to a close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.